not fulfilled, persons under the
age of 18. Our customers can wait. So can the fufu and soup because the penalty is about to be taken. Bragging rights can wait. In Durban, Seals officially lost his title as Bri Master. The balls are burning because he's checking out who got a red card. Sleep can wait. In Praia, Jalza Lamas found him awake because the game went into extra time at 2 a.m. Basically, the world can wait. Why? Because with all 104 matches, 4 dedicated channels, 10 African teams, everything can wait. The FIFA World Cup 2026. From only 255 kwacha. From 11th June to 19th July, live on Supersport, only on DSTV and GoTV.
Paris Family Soccer is your number one hit station.
They can bring you the best content, Sunday on the continent, and offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact Madison on 260-961-690-486.
Beautiful business. Power and what they see at the Risaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you the fresh news. Risaka, our cowboy. Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Labor Commissioner warns mind over workers' rights violations. IPAC challenges government to hold mobile service providers accountable for ongoing network failures. In international news, African leaders sound alarm on impact of climate change and urbanization. And in sports, Moroccan giants RS Berkane I power Dynamo star Moses Schuma.
And now, the Power FM News.
Get up front and reliable news every day. My name is Abigail Tracis. Human resource expert and people strategist Moime Chileka has expressed concern over the rise of sexual harassment in the workplace, highlighting the hospitality industry as particularly vulnerable due to its large number of lower grade workers who are often desperate to keep their jobs. Ms. Chileka is calling on companies and organizations to continuously educate employees about policies against sexual harassment and workplace exploitation, noting that exploitation could take various norms including sexual, emotional and verbal harassment. In an interview, she pointed out that while many organizations have policies in place, they often fail to communicate them effectively to staff. She stressed the importance of workers understanding reporting procedures and being assured protection from victimization when reporting abuse. Ms. Chileka also urged employers to implement anonymous reporting platforms and create safe environments that encourage employees to speak out without fear of retaliation.
We have policies for a reason, and other than just having policies, we must make sure that we educate our staff on the policies that we have, how they work, what they mean, and what they can use them for. Because otherwise those documents are just sitting there in the shelves and gathering dust. So to just make sure that everyone knows that if ABCD happens, I can do XYZ. And if XYZ happens, I can be protected in that way. So it's around making sure that we continuously communicate what our culture is as an organization, what our expectations are, what our values are, and things like that. And just constantly reassure people. Organizations now also tend to have things like what they call it speak up. So it's a line that goes somewhere, and usually it's out of the country, not even here, where someone can call to say, look, ABCD has happened to me. And usually when something like that happens, we will pick it up and investigate.
In a separate development, Zambia's Labour Commissioner, Givens Mtengwa, has called for greater unity among mining unions and warned employers against violating workers' rights, stating that the government will suspend operations and penalise companies that ignore labour laws. Speaking during the National Union of Miners and Allied Workers Quadrennial Elective Conference in Livingston, Mr. Mtengwa said the Minister of Labour remains committed to promoting social dialogue, industrial harmony and workers' welfare in the mining sector. He urged unions to affiliate with umbrella labour bodies in order to strengthen collective bargaining and representing at both national and international levels. He further warned human resource practitioners against unfair dismissals, failure to provide written contracts and deny workers legal benefits such as protective equipment and lunch breaks.
Have the freedom, have the right to choose The erratic